You should consider getting a bigger bottle of
bourbon. I love this bottle of bourbon. I'm kind
of
working my way through it. I don't drink a lot, Tom, so I'm pretty proud of that. I don't drink very often. I drink once a week when I'm at the studio, and we would normally have a drink together, but Tom's not here. So
not there.
I can't really drink more than a shot's worth. I wouldn't drink like a whole two or three glasses of that. That's not a thing I can do.
Yeah, three or four glasses, and then I don't even want to drive home. Yeah. You know?
I just sleep in the studio. I just curl up next to Gary.
Yeah, I got a 40-mile drive home on four shots of whiskey. Oh, God.
I'm having a good time, though. So how's everybody doing? We don't have a real rough week in Beirut. We talked about it on the show this week. That was a brutal explosion.
It was insane.
You just saw there was one video of it where it looked like it vaporized this building. It just because the pressure wave just goes right past it. And today I saw something online that said, how did this building survive? Are y'all seeing this or whatever? And it basically is a conspiracy already based on...
Oh, my God. Yeah, are you serious?
Already doing conspiracy stuff on it. So,
man, that's wild.
It's just so insane. It's just like, you know, you don't know anything about anything that's in that area, yet you're going to say, how did that building survive? Well, I don't know. There's a lot of reasons why it could survive. It could be like solid concrete, could be reinforced concrete. It might not even be a building at all.
Also, like, I just don't know enough about blast wave physics and architecture and how they fucking interact.
Yeah, the key
to all of a sudden be a goddamn expert on these things.
Yeah, but the key
is... You know
why?
Because there's very few fucking experts on these things.
If you spend
and they're not on your Facebook feed, assholes.
But if you spend more time on the internet, Tom, you'll find out. You'll find secrets, those answers that you're looking for.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Did you see the satellite imagery, the before and after satellite imagery?
No, that's probably pretty crazy.
It's fucking, like, before it's like, oh, that's a normal looking port area with warehouse-ular things. And afterwards you're like, that's been bulldozed for miles.
Yep.
It's fucking insane, man. It's wild.
Yeah.
So.
Tom looks like he has a filter on his face. What are you talking about?
Ian, does my face look not good?
It's a little blown out, but it's okay.
What is that? What do you mean blown out? Like, do I have to go get lights, like, call a surgeon or something?
The
light? I've changed nothing.
ISO or is it? Yeah, I mean, we could change it.
Week to week, I change nothing, and it's different.
You're just an Instagram model. It's fine.
You look like you should be on a beach somewhere, Tom.
That's true.
Well, I feel like I should be on a beach somewhere, but everything is closed. Everything is closed, Cecil.
You know why it's closed? Looks pretty. Looks pretty. Someone
got the pretty filter.
Got the pretty filter.
Look at that. Ramirez thinks I look handsome. Thank you, Ramirez. Ramiro. I don't know who you are, but I think you are handsome as well. Tom is too bright. I don't hear that very often.
Yeah, that's a nice compliment too.
Again, I'll take it.
Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, what do we want to do today? We got a bunch of clips to watch.
Well, let's watch.
We should get started.
Let's do it.
Tom, do you want me to turn you toward the TV? You saw these already.
Yeah. I listened to it. I didn't actually watch it. I listened to it on
perfect.
YouTube.
Yeah, okay. So
while I was driving.
Let me turn you, Tom. I don't want to spill anything. So give
somebody
me a second.
Says can't see those wrinkles. Wrinkles. How dare you?
I have
a lot of wrinkles.
Since Trump came in, I have a wrinkle here that starts because I'm constantly furrowing my brow.
I have that like angry wrinkle because like I have shitty vision, so I squint all the time.
I hope I don't.
And I furrow my brow, so everyone just thinks I'm mad at everyone.
Can you see the TV yet?
I got it. Yep, there you go. Whole thing. It's in view.
All right.
Beautiful. Look at that.
Okay, I can't see you, but I can see the TV too. So here we go. We're going to be covering these are okay. So now this is from Fast Company. 11 jaw-dropping moments from the Trump's flabbergasting Axios interview. Tom, let's talk. Before we get into the pieces itself, let's talk for a minute. I'm going to turn you just a touch so I can actually see you kind of. Let's talk a little bit about the interview itself. What were your impressions overall? Because we both of us watched the whole thing, the whole 45 minutes. What were your impressions overall?
Impressions in terms of how well the interview was conducted
any impressions that you want to put on me right now, how well the interview conducted, what did you feel while you were watching it, you know, things like that.
Oh, I as far as what I felt the only thing you can feel, which is a fucking impotent sense of rage. I mean, honestly, a completely impotent sense of rage. Like the interview was conducted, I think, as well as it possibly could have been, in that like He's like the only guy that asks follow-up questions and kind of tries to hold Trump's feet to the fire a little bit, like doesn't let him
even with follow-up
wiggle
questions,
all the time.
Even with follow-up questions, Trump literally ignores him.
He just doesn't answer.
He just constantly, yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't even answer. It's so fucking frustrating to watch that guy and to listen to that guy and to think like, during this time, that guy shouldn't be the fucking city council leader. And I'm not even kidding. That guy would get kicked out of any respectable office. Like if he showed up at like your work, Cecil, yeah, and tried to like lead a meeting, he would be laughed out of the room. He would be laughed out of the room in any meeting I was ever in. He would be laughed out of the fucking room as a goddamned imbecile.
You know, I will say that I vacillated in this interview between laugh out loud funny moments and stark raving terror that he's in charge, right?
Yeah.
And it's hard to keep those two things in check because it's genuinely, I just feel this sense of terror when I hear him talk about stuff that he has no idea what he's talking about. And don't get me wrong, like some of the things that he's trying to deal with are difficult problems. I mean, I'm not saying that these problems aren't difficult, right?
No.
I'm just saying he's not the guy for the job. That's all I'm saying, right? He is not the guy for the job. He's not, I don't even know that he's a guy for a job, right? I don't know that, I don't know what job there is that he's for, but
oh
I will
say,
yeah, maybe a blow job that he pays a porn star for, but other than that, I don't know what other job he's in for.
Oh, God.
But genuinely, some of these are so difficult issues that he has no idea. He is, we talked about it many times, he's literally a hammer and all he's trying to do is fix hammer-related problems. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing is, like, I would be okay to say, it would be appropriate and okay to say, holy shit, I mean, you phrase it a little nicer than this, but holy shit, this is a hugely monumentous time in our history. These are really difficult problems. Talking about like the Black Lives Matter issue, you'd say, you know, these are issues that have existed in our country since the country has existed. And to pretend that I sitting here have the answers to them would be disingenuous. But, you know, I can sympathize with the plight of the, you know, Black Americans and Black
it's
and brown.
So easy.
You know, like you could do this and
it's
you could not have the answer is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And recognize the problem.
Yeah. And shit out a bunch of platitudes. Out a bunch of platitudes and you're fine.
But even beyond that, you could say, like, look, I don't have the answer. I recognize there's a problem. And you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to find the right people to address it. You know, I shouldn't be the guy who fixes this problem because I don't have that answer.
Right.
So what I can do is I can find the right people and we can do this. And here's how we start that dialogue. Like, you don't have to be the, like, I think he feels like he's the guy who has to have every answer. And that's, like, not his actual fucking job. His job is not to know what to do with the coronavirus. It's not. His job is not to know what to do with, like, how to fix race politics in America. It's not his job. But his job is to find the right people to do that work and to trust their work and to, like, lean on expertise. The problem is, like, he thinks he's a goddamn king.
Yeah.
And he thinks, like, all decisions must pass through him. He's a piece of complete shit, man.
Which is crazy because there's so many times that he says stuff that he's completely, he doesn't have any knowledge of. So he'll say something out loud and you watch this thing and you watch him talk for, you know, 25 straight minutes and he doesn't do anything except for try to turn it into some narcissistic jerk off session that the reporter is not having.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not interested in that at all. Like Trump tries a couple of times to turn the conversation into like, well, you know, a lot of people, you know, dude, most watched, best ratings, guy didn't come to my shit. He's like, no one's talking about that.
Yeah.
He calls him out on it twice. He's like, no one's talking about that. That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Talking about public health here.
Right.
Talking about, you know, like, how do you feel about John Lewis? Like, not whether or not you think he should have come to your fucking inauguration.
Yeah. All right. Let's watch the first one, Tom. This is Trump talking about reading manuals. So here we go.
All right.
And
I'm going to make it nice and large so everybody can see it. Tom, you can see that?
Yeah, things got moved a little bit, so it's off center now.
Okay, let me move it a
I've only
bit.
Got like his one bit. Shoulder. There we go. Oh, God, is he ugly.
Oh, there we go. All right, folks,
can we change
it
back so I don't have to see him?
Here we go. This is from the interview, the Axios interview.
And, you know, there are those that say, you can test too much. You do know that. Who says that? Oh, just read the manuals, read the books.
Manuals. You already stopped Manuel from coming in from the border. You stopped him. So there's That's why you can't read the manual.
Okay, I already am glad I'm watching this and not just listening. I listened to this while I was driving the other day, and like watching it is great because the fucking interviewer is just sitting there with his hands just clasped, just like comfortably, and he's just like, "What? What manuals?
Yeah.
What doesn't even make any sense?
Yeah.
What books? What manuals? Like, who says this? I do like that he calls Trump out on the thing that Trump does, which is a lot of people say,
yeah.
A lot of people, you know, exactly. He just throws out this idea of these theys and the thems.
Yeah.
And he never identifies who any of them are. So he's just like, who? Read the books. Yeah. What books?
Exactly.
What manuals?
Yeah.
What are you fucking talking about?
You said a thing and now you're not going to follow. You're just saying, and then he just blows right past it in a second. He's going to blow right past it in a second. But I do say, all of his expressions are fucking gold. They're absolute gold because they're what everybody else who's watching is thinking. This guy is the everyman. He's the everyman. Look at his face right now. Put him up on the screen, Ian.
Like,
look
what?
At his face right now. Look at how he's fucking like, what the fuck is happening? What are you talking about? I cannot believe I had to ask you that question, and that's your dumbass answer is what he's saying. All right, let's finish this. So he asked him twice. He said, what manuals, what books? And then, so we're going to play it here. So
He doesn't even answer.
What books?
Yeah.
What testing does is, he just fucking skips right over it.
Yep.
Let me explain. What testing does, it shows cases. It shows where there may be cases. Other countries test. You know when they test? They test when somebody's sick. That's when they test.
Okay. Sorry, you got to pause it already. That's what we did for the longest time.
Yeah.
Like for the longest time, the only way that you could get a test was when like somebody had like the COVIDs and was dying.
Yeah.
Like the only people for like the first like 4 months of this thing that could get a fucking test were people that were in the hospital.
Yeah.
Like that was like our play. We can't like pat ourselves on the back because all of a sudden we started to get things right after it was already out of fucking control. Well,
and the first COVID test was they turned you into a dart and threw you into a board. And if you stuck on COVID, you had COVID. We didn't know. We had no idea what we were doing. Most of those tests were false. You were telling me when we first started testing, Tom, weren't the test rates, the failure rates down to, you know, 20% failure rate or something like that. It was something
obscene.
Well,
the antibody tests were awful.
It was
the antibody tests have come back much better. Yeah. But like, but I remember like when the beginning, because like you and I were sick. You and I were both sick personally back in February. And like, I wanted to find out like, oh shit, like this thing was just starting to become a thing. Like, can I get a test? And the answer was a hard no. You couldn't get a test.
Yep.
You just couldn't get one. So like, you don't get to fucking brag about the fact that now, in fucking August, you can go get a test. Get the fuck out of here. Somebody's saying in the comments, you still can't get a test without symptoms. That's heavily dependent on where you're at. Here in Illinois, I know for certain that you can. You can just, like, you can fill out a form online on CVS's website.
We have a different system, though. The governor in our state has done a pretty good job, for the most part, of trying to make sure all this stuff is accessible. So,
but all that is really new. Like, that stuff isn't 6 months old. You know, like 6 months ago, you had to have like mad symptoms and you had to have just gotten back from like Wuhan and your name had to be Wuhan. Yeah. Like, it was like a whole fucking thing.
Sorry, you can't come in. Your name's not Wuhan.
That's it. Yeah.
All right. So here goes. This is the next one. This is Jonathan Swan asking him about this is the best because this is the fucking graph part. And this is fucking laugh out loud funny if it wasn't fucking full of terror that he's running the country.
Take a look at.
So this is a couple minute clip. We'll probably stop it a few times throughout. So here we go.
Some of these charts.
I'd love to.
We're going to look.
Let's look.
And if you look at
Let's look.
Started to go
Here's
up again.
One. Well, right here, the United States is lowest in numerous.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh, God.
So
he can't even read.
What I love about this chart is here's Trump. Trump has in his hand basically printer paper that somebody printed up, an inkjet printer. He's the president of the United States, right? You can't get a laminated copy of a fucking, like, you don't have a Kinko's in fucking the White House? You don't have a Kinko's? You can't send this out to get somebody to laminate something for you or make a nice looking chart? Instead, you got these weird, undistinguishable lines with no X or Y axis thing. Nobody can tell what's happening on it, and it's printed on a regular sheet of paper. What the fuck, man? You can't even put a fucking presidential seal on it?
Just, seriously, this is something somebody just whipped up a second ago. Like, If their printer had run out of ink like mine did earlier this afternoon, they'd have been like, I'm not prepared for this interview.
Someone air printed this off their fucking iPhone, man. Fuck you. You're the president of the United States. You can't have a... It seriously looks like something a little kid drew.
Well, plus, like, he's right now, this interview is a conversation with the constituents, right? He's having a conversation with the constituents through the interviewer.
Right.
And what does he say? He says, United States, we're lowest in numerous categories. He doesn't name what they are. What does it even mean then?
Yeah,
numerous categories. It's more of this, like,
we're lowest in our reaction to the coronavirus.
Anything.
That's what we are. We're lowest in our action against the coronavirus.
Right.
That's where we're at. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Numerous categories. We're lower than the world.
Lower than the world.
His response, his fucking response, guys. Watch this. When he says lower than the world, and then he asks, what does that mean afterwards? It's the best. Watch his face.
Numerous categories. We're lower than the world.
Lower than the world.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
What?
God.
Why? Wait a minute. Then he says lower than Europe. Okay, if you're lower than the world, we still don't know lower in what. But yeah, Europe is part of the world. Like, that would be inclusive in that fucking Venn diagram, you stupid motherfucker.
What a kick in the balls this interview is. Because he can't even look at an Excel sheet and know which column he's looking at. That's how dumb.
In what?
And then he can't read it, so take a look.
Oh, you're doing death as a proportion of cases. I'm talking about death as a proportion of population. That's where the U.S. is really bad.
Well,
much worse than South Korea, Germany, etc.
You can't do that.
Why can't I do that?
Again, I froze it at the perfect moment. That is the face.
That is the face
of 2020, everybody. Right there. That's the face of 2020.
It's just a British guy looking confused, like, what?
Oh,
what?
God. He's Australian.
Oh, my God.
We're going to get in trouble for that. You're going to get in trouble for that, Tom. He's Australian.
Is he? They're all the same.
Yeah.
Australians are just British prisoners. Whatever.
Look, I can't tell white people apart. What do you want from me?
Yeah, you're just former British prisoners. Get over it. It's fine.
Oh, it's so good. It's so perfect. It's such a perfect fucking face that he's making. But you know, Trump is saying, and he's saying that, There's two arguments. The argument that Trump is making is, look, when we find out that we have these cases, we are able to treat these cases and there's less deaths per case, right? But what you miss in that is the more testing you do, the better your numbers are going to look, right? And that's what we were saying from the very beginning. The more testing you do, the better your death numbers look, because all the asymptomatic people out there never go into the hospital. And so you're basically inflating your numbers. But what the interviewer is doing is the interviewer is saying, look, no, I'm talking about deaths per your population. Right? Which is a totally different thing.
Well, and it like you should not be like leading the world in deaths per capita.
Right.
Like, that's not a good thing.
Chicago does that all the time. We're terrible.
Right, that's our Chicago. It's a local thing. God damn it.
You can't take that from us.
What? That's a fucking regional thing, assholes. It's like Jarnera. Deaths per capita is our thing. Yeah. Don't take that from us.
You can get it on your subway here. Yeah.
Trump is really like, what he wants to find is only the cases that are serious cases, because he doesn't seem to understand or appreciate or doesn't want to like demonstrate that, like, all those cases we find that are not like serious cases where people have mild symptoms and get better, like, that's the reason we have lots of people who have not mild cases and don't get, because they go out and get sick.
That's
and
absolutely
they infect
true.
Other people.
Absolutely true. Yep.
You have to find every case. The most important cases to find would be the asymptomatic cases, right? Because if I'm fucking double ultra symptomatic, I'm fucking laying at home in bed or in the hospital, probably not going to work, probably not going to the fucking Starbucks, probably not infecting people.
Right.
The most important cases for a disease like this to find are the asymptomatic or mild symptoms cases. Because those motherfuckers are going to wake up and be like, I got a sore throat, but I'm going to work
because
I got to make money today.
Yep. I got a headache. I got a slight fever, whatever it is.
Right.
I'm going to go to work and I get a bunch of people infected and I get somebody who's immunocompromised infected and they're suddenly a death. And maybe their spouse is immunocompromised and they're suddenly a death. And, you know, he's talking in this interview. He brings up hospitalizations. He brings up death. he brings up all these numbers that America is soaring through the stratosphere on, right? Yep. We're not even close to anybody else. There's nobody else in the world that's even close to the number of deaths that we have.
We were just looking at this. Cecil and I were just looking at a Times article before we started recording. There's a Times article. It has like a really great graphic. It shows like just in the last month, just in the month of July, 1.9 million cases of coronavirus found in the United States. That's five times more than all of Europe, South Korea, Canada, Australia, and somewhere else combined.
Yeah.
Combined.
Yeah.
Like we have the most of this virus.
We are number
one. The most much.
We're number one. I need a foam finger with a coronavirus on it.
Ugh. And like fucking the president doesn't want to find out who has it. That's the seriously, one of his solutions is like, well, let's find out who had it.
That was his solutions. I think he got tricked, though, and people said, no, don't do that. And then he started, like, because we do a lot of tests. And they said in this interview many times, you do more testing than anyone else in the world. And that may be true. But the fact is like we're not doing anything with the numbers, right? So you get the data, and then you just say, cool, let's open the schools in Georgia then. No masks, anybody.
They're opening schools in Georgia without any fucking masks or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, like no social distancing, no masks required.
Yeah.
Nothing. Okay. Nothing.
All right, I got to unpause it from this guy's face, even though it's fucking absolute treasure in this position.
You have to go by where, look, here is the
United States. Okay, no.
Can't even speak.
Look at this goddamn chart. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. What is that?
That's a baby.
What is that? What is that? Get the fuck out of here. Oh, and this is the best, too, because this is where he says the we're last, so we're best. Okay, so here we go.
Here is the United States. You have to go by the cases. The cases.
Why not as a proportion of population?
When we have somebody, what it says is when you have somebody that has, where there's a case, the people that live from those cases.
It's surely a relevant statistic to say if the U.S. has X population and X percentage of death of that population versus South Korea.
No, you have to go by the cases.
Well, look at South Korea, for example. 51 million population, 300 deaths. It's like, it's crazy compared to
that.
I do. It's
you
on
don't
the,
know
it's,
that.
You think they're faking their statistics? South Korea?
An advanced country? I won't get into that because they have a very good relationship with the country. But you don't know that. And they have...
I love that.
How do you just hand wave that shit?
I'm not going to say that they're faking it, but I'm just going to say you don't know what they say is true. That's saying that they're faking it. What do you mean?
They're not telling the truth. Yeah.
Right.
What are you talking about, man? Oh, it's so funny because, when you say something out loud that contradicts what he has to say, he immediately just bulldozes you and says, nope, that you don't know that that's a true statistic, even though that's what's being reported. The other option is you're saying South Korea is a liar. They're lying about what they're doing. Now, I certainly don't trust China's statistics, but why would South Korea lie about it?
Well, the thing is, like, any country might, I guess, be motivated to lie to, like, show some kind of exceptionalism, a show like, hey, we're doing a particularly good job of this or whatever. So I'm not saying that there's no motivation to be dishonest, but like, I don't think that, one, I don't think a country like South Korea is being dishonest about it. And even if they were being dishonest, Cecil, at an order of magnitude level, right? So they have 3,000 deaths. Let's say they have 3,000 cases. Okay. All right.
Well, shit, they could have fucking Tom. They could have 30,000 deaths and it'd still be okay.
We have 1,000 a day.
Yeah.
We have 1,000 deaths a day. Every day we lose 1,000. Every 3 days, it's 9/11.
Yeah. Right.
That's what we've got going on right now. Every third day.
Yeah.
Twice a week with one to spare. It's 9/11.
Yep.
That's the situation we're in. So like, give me this shit. Like, get the fuck out of here with this nonsense.
Look, here's
Germany low, 9,000.
Here's one right here, United States. You take the number of cases. Okay. Now look, we're last, meaning we're first.
Last. That's so much. We're
That's
last.
That's how you golf. That's meaning how it works in golf.
Look, we're 5 under par with the deaths. That's where we need to be. I asked my caddy which vaccine we should use. So that's where we're at.
Jesus Christ. Right.
I don't know what we're first in.
I don't know what we're first in.
And we have cases because of the testing.
1,000 Americans are dying a day.
That's not why we have cases, because of testing. Right. Right. Testing does not create people who have a case.
He says it all the time. He says it all the time.
That's why we have cases.
He says it all. He can't stop saying that out loud. So he is, he's like, he doesn't know whether he likes the testing or not. He knows that, I think he knows that the testing gives him some sort of protection against these massive numbers that we're getting. And so he keeps on latching onto it. But at the same time, out of the other side of his mouth, he keeps saying, well, you know, when you test more, you get more cases and maybe we shouldn't test more. And that's it's insane. He doesn't even understand himself.
He does not. He doesn't know what he wants. He knows that, like, if we don't do testing, he's going to get just chewed alive in the press for not doing testing, right? So, like, he knows he can't do that, but he also knows, like, fuck, but the testing's going to show that we did a bad job controlling this. And that's what he's really afraid of. He's really afraid that the testing is going to reveal his incompetence. And that's exactly what the testing has done.
That's what it's done.
Yep.
Ian, put this back up on the screen. I just want to show the difference color between his ear and his cheek, if we can. Look at this. What's happening here? What is going on here? It's like they just stopped. They only sprayed him in the front. They didn't bother to get the side. Look at that.
He does look fucking crazy.
He looks crazy.
Sound on cases, it's different.
No, but you're not reporting it correctly, Jonathan.
Oh my God, look at his face. It's amazing.
He's like, what?
Face is amazing.
Thousand Americans die a day, but I understand on cases, it's different.
No, but you're not reporting it correctly, Jonathan.
I think I am.
I'm pretty confident this one.
Look,
yeah.
This is our testing, I believe. This is the testing, yeah.
Yeah, we do more tests.
No, wait a minute. Well, don't we get credit for that?
What kind of credit do you want? Do you want extra credit? What do you want? You want a little, you want a fucking gold star? Like, get the fuck out of here. It's not star. The thing is, your fucking testing is not restarting the economy. It's not doing, where Tom and I were talking earlier. Could you imagine if you had an ability to get a single day testing? It would change everything if we had a single day testing. And if you could have ample of those testing where you could just look at yourself in the mirror and be like, I need to get this thing done. I got to go to a work seminar tomorrow. I'm going to get tested. You get your coronavirus test. You send it to the people and you're allowed to go to the work seminar. And it suddenly changes everything. It changes
everything's different.
Everything. But instead, it's this bullshit. Well, we're doing a lot of testing. Yeah, but it's not making a fucking bit of difference. You're not doing it effectively.
Plus, like, you don't get credit for things, you fucking narcissist. Like, it's your job. You signed up for it. Like, this is the thing you're supposed to lead us through this, not like wait for accolades. He's like constantly butthurt that people aren't kissing his ass.
Get the fuck out of here.
Like, get out of here with that nonsense. Like, this is, no one is going to be happy until you fixed it.
Yeah.
Because 1,000 people a day are dying.
Yes.
So, like, nobody gives a shit how hard you worked to get us fixed. All that's going to matter is when you fix it. And if you don't like that, you shouldn't be the fucking leader. That's what leadership is. Leadership means you eat shit until the problem is fixed. Then once you fix the problem, then you could take a step back and evaluate if you did a good job fixing it. Yeah. Until then, you eat shit every single day until that fucking problem is resolved.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, don't be the fucking leader. You raised your hand and begged for the goddamn job.
Yeah,
makes me crazy with
someone in chat says, if you have to pay for tests, what happens if you can't afford one? That's another thing that I think should not happen. That should not be passed on to a consumer, right? The United States government should be picking up the bill for those things. We should be, because if you test correctly, you can suddenly create revenue in your country in a huge level, in a huge way. It could change how everything works in this country. If you had immediate, accurate testing, it would change everything about how this economy runs. It would change everything about how education runs. It would change, you'd be able to drop your kids back off at daycare. You'd be able to go out to a restaurant. Everything would reopen. It would just, if people were responsible with it and did it, and it was provided by the government, it would change the economy 100%. But we don't have access to those tests.
Yeah, I will say that most insurance companies, it's free.
Yeah.
So all the major insurance carriers. Yeah. But if you don't have insurance, I don't know. I know that if you go to one of the, so like in Illinois, we've got the big public testing sites that you have to go to and wait in your car for about 6 hours.
Don't they take
those are free too.
Yeah. But don't they take like 25 days to get your fucking message back from them though too?
No, those are faster now than the private labs.
Oh, that's good.
So it was
then.
That way. Yeah. So it's changed. It was that way. So now you can go to one of those big free testing sites. You still have to wait for hours in these long lines in your car, typically.
Yeah.
But you do get results back usually within 24 to 48 hours now. What's that?
What if you don't have a car? Is there a walk-up line?
Oh, no. Fuck you. Get out of America.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. It's a good question, Cecil. But I didn't go to that because it's seriously like a 5 or 6 hour wait.
Yeah. I'll just bring a podcast. I'll just go with my cognitive dissonance podcast and listen.
But yeah, a lot of the like CVS, it's free. So it depends on where you're at.
Hey,
whether or not
Ian,
it costs anything.
Ian, do we still have those things that we run on there where there people can like subscribe and stuff? Do we still have those or no?
Yeah. I mean, they show up.
Do they? Okay.
Yep.
All right. I want to ask everybody too, if you're at a place right now, wherever you're at, you're watching this, wherever you're at, if you're watching on Facebook, you're watching on YouTube, you're watching on Twitter, you're watching on Twitch. I think I named them all. There might be another one I missed. Go and subscribe or like whatever it is to try to make sure that you can see these more often. And then there's I know on YouTube, isn't there a bell, Ian?
Yeah.
Is there like a little...
You can hit notification bell. Also on Facebook, I believe.
Okay. So listen to Ian, because he knows more than I do. And hit the notification bell, and then you'll know that when we go live and stuff. So just take a moment right now. We'll pause for a second. We're going to pause for station identification for a second, just for you to go over and press.
Also on Instagram.
Oh, we're on Instagram too. And
on
Facebook,
are we on Instagram?
On Facebook, we have a bunch of, on Instagrams, we Photoshop Gary's face on a lot of things. And I think those get posted to Instagram. And those also go to Facebook too, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're the same. Probably.
Yeah. We Photoshop Gary's face onto a lot of different things, a lot of different various poses. I actually came over to the studio one day and I took 25 photos of Gary in a circle so you can get him at literally every angle he's looking. And so Gary's face is, you know, at one point, Kevin's, what is his, what's that guy from, Patrick Swayze, is that his name? That's his name. Patrick Swayze from Dirty Dancing is dancing with Gary, and on and on and on. So you can check it out. And everybody loves Gary. And Ian, you should post the link for the merch, because people, I'm wearing a t-shirt today. This is a CogDis t-shirt. Very, very comfortable. One of the most comfortable podcast shirts you can get on the market right now. Genuinely comfortable. It's like one of my favorite shirts. I'm not even kidding. Tom, what is American Apparel?
It's American Apparel. It's their tri-blend shirt.
It's such a great shirt.
Nice shirt.
Oh, it's such a great, so comfortable. Yep. It's thin. It's wonderful. And it's got a CogDis logo on it. There's also some Citation Needed merch in there. But the CogDis one and the Secular Thinky Person one are really great ones. You can buy those. We hope to have mugs soon. Ian, when are we going to have mugs?
Yeah, when's the mugs, man?
Soon.
What does soon mean?
Soon is... What are you, Trump?
Before,
Trump,
later.
Jesus.
Tremendous.
God damn it.
All right, okay, here we go. I'm going to play more of this.
All right.
And because we do more tests, we have more cases. In other words, we test more. We have... Now, take a look. The top one, that's a good thing, not a bad thing. The top, Jonathan.
If hospital rates were going down and deaths were going down, I'd say terrific. You deserve to be praised for testing, but they're all going up.
You know, they very rarely talk.
60,000 Americans are in hospital.
If you watch the news or read the papers, they usually talk about new cases.
That's the thing, is he's focused on one thing, right? He's only focused on one thing.
He's not addressing the 60,000 people in hospital and 1,000 deaths a day.
Right.
He won't address that.
About death.
Well, you look at
going up.
Death is way down from where it was.
It's 1,000 a day. It was 2,500. It went down to 500. Now it's going up again.
Excuse me.
Yeah, it is going up. I saw it today.
Yep.
It's going up again. There's a weird chart. I guess it's because they have to take a couple days to get their information, because it keeps on going up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, all the way across. And so I suspect that there's gaps in information that they get, and then they tally it all together at one point. But the bigger numbers are up to 1,300 again. So we're half where we were at our worst day.
Yeah, we are not. And like the guy points out, what the Swan, Jonathan Swan or whatever. Like, yeah, it went down. Now it's going back up. We didn't fix the fucking problem.
Right.
The problem is not fixed. The problem would be fixed if it went down and then continues only to go down. The problem is not fixed when it goes down and then goes back up again.
Goes back up again. It's not a fucking seesaw,
man. That means we still have a fucking problem.
Yeah.
Look, if you get a DUI on Friday, and then you didn't get a DUI on Saturday, and then you get a DUI on Sunday, it doesn't mean you don't have a drinking problem.
That's very
right?
true.
You can't be like, well, it went down on Saturday.
Yeah.
You were hungover.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
Someone asked if we had if we have shirts or mugs on Cafe Press. We used to do Cafe Press, but then we found a local. So there's somebody who listens to the show who's local in Chicago, who makes all of these shirts by hand.
And they're awesome.
They make all that. So we don't outsource this to some big, you know, cafe press site or some random, you know, company that's what they do, some 4 imprint or something. We don't do that. This person lives in Chicago. They have a silkscreen machine and they make every single one of these t-shirts by hand. So
yeah, and Mike is actually listening right now.
Yeah.
I saw a comment from him. Hey, Mike. Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Thanks for the shirts, man.
Yeah,
they're
Mike,
awesome.
You do a great job. You do a great job, Mike. Yeah. Mike, where the fuck are our mugs? But no, they're great people. They're listeners to the show. And the thing is, they produce great stuff. It's like, we wouldn't use them if they gave you a shirt with a hole in it, moth holes, and it was fucking ratty. They're great. They do a good job. So you should trust them. Hi, Mike.
Hey,
welcome
guys.
Welcome to the show, Mike. Thank you. All right, so here we go. It's Mike and Lauren, right?
Yes,
that's what it is. Yeah, Mike and Lauren.
Where it was is much higher than where it is right now.
Went down and it went up again.
But now it's going down again. It's going down.
No, it's going up again. He's just like, no.
I love it. He looks up right in the face and he's like,
no,
it's going up.
No,
it's going up. Yeah.
Going down in Florida. Nationally, it's going down in Texas. Take a look at this. These are the tests.
It's going down in Florida?
Yeah, it's going. It leveled out and it's going down. That's my report as of yesterday.
Okay, so I want to talk about it going down in certain places, especially places that have had huge spikes. One of the things I want to talk about is when these spikes happen, people around them suddenly start seeing grandma die, grandpa die, great aunt Kathy die, and they start taking precautions. So the reason why I think we're seeing some of these places that had these crazy spikes start to go down is because people in those areas that were out, you know, partying, drinking at a boat, you know, doing whatever they were doing, they suddenly see all these people around them start to drop off like flies. And then they start following all of the guidelines that keep other people safe. And so they naturally go up and down because of like an empathy index.
Yeah. Well, also, like, I don't think that's true that Florida, like, I think Florida's surging again. I don't think that information is accurate.
You're absolutely
from everything
right. So
I've read.
I want to be 100% clear that I'm saying I'm taking his
word for it
and what he's saying at face value. And I don't know what the actual numbers are. I only looked at the United States today. I didn't look at all the states. But I will say, like even if that's true, even if he's saying it's true, it's not because of anything he did. It's because of his inaction that it's going down.
Yep. Exactly. Like it goes down because, like you said, it scares people.
Right.
Like, and people start taking it more seriously because they start to see people dying. There's a comment on here right now from Lucas. We just got a mask mandate here. So I think that will be huge. What do you mean you just got a mask mandate?
Right.
What the fuck is wrong with states that don't have a goddamn mask mandate? We need a federal mask mandate. That's what leadership would be. A federal mandate.
I don't know how to set this. Let me see if I can set this up for just Texas. I have a graph here. Let me see if I can look at it.
Yep.
I can only do United States on here.
The Times has it really
good.
Oh,
here we go. Here we go. I got it. So let me look at Texas right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put it on the big screen in a second. Holy shit. Look at this spike. Jesus, fuck you. Look at that fucking spike. And you're right, Tom. It's going back up.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that spike.
Look at Florida.
One day death. Let's go up to Florida. Yeah, Florida's going back up again. Oh, it's going back down. What, by 5 deaths? Get the fuck out of here.
Yep. It's not a significant change.
I'm curious.
Florida's still
Illinois
a goddamn
is.
Disaster.
Let's see where
I'm
Illinois
looking
is.
At the New York Times. Total cases in Florida, 510,000 per 100,000, 2,376 cases in the last 7 days. 51,316.
Yeah.
Cases per 100,000 in population, 239.
Look at Illinois here, Tom.
Yeah, Illinois's done pretty well.
Let's take a look at New York, too, because New York was fucking hit super hard. And look at Illinois.
Yeah.
Illinois had a rough go of it, right? Illinois is catching 191 deaths in the middle of May, right? That's a big hit for a state of our size. And, you know, so let's take a look at New York, see what's up. Flat. Look at that fucking shit right there. Look at that
shit. That's leadership.
Look at that shit.
Yeah.
Look at that
shit. Seriously, That is the result of effective fucking leadership.
Look at that shit in comparison to every other fucking red state. I can go through all these fucking red states.
Go to Georgia.
And you're going to just see constantly, look at all of these fucking things. I'll just go to all of them. Like fucking Georgia. Here we go. Look at, Georgia's a fucking mess, man. It's been a mess. It's like someone having a heart attack. Look at that. Georgia's a fucking mess. It's been a mess forever. Yep. Indiana. Indiana's doing really well. I'm surprised. I hate Indiana. I'm surprised.
I hate Indiana too.
I hate Indiana so much. Gosh. All right. So let's see. Well, let me look up one more. I'm curious what Montana's doing. Montana, look at fucking Montana, man. And I know these aren't big numbers, right? These are tiny numbers because nobody lives in Montana. But still, it's still
Who are they catching it from?
I don't know. Like horses giving it to each other?
Go to Nevada for me.
Nevada's going down by a lot too. And Nevada never really had it that bad when you talk about deaths.
Can you do California?
Yeah, California I hear is pretty bad, so.
Well, it's changing a lot. See, for a state that size, though?
Yeah. No, it's not bad for a state that size. Oh, I pressed the wrong button. But, you know, like you look at some of these places and you think, I mean, especially some of these red states. When you get into some of these red states and you wonder, what the fuck is happening down there? I want to look at one of the Carolinas. Which Carolina should I do?
South Carolina is the worst one, but North Carolina is more populous.
Let's do South Carolina. Well, okay, let's do South Carolina. Yeah, again, it's a disaster. Well, in comparison to the graph. And look, I know it's only a couple, you know, we're talking 80 people at their max. It's not.
But it shows the trend line. And the trend line is important.
Yeah, the trend line makes sense.
Yeah. Go to North Carolina. Let's see North Carolina.
I just did. That was North Carolina. Oh, no.
I thought it was South. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're right. I did South Carolina. Yeah, North Carolina's a fucking mess. It's been a mess forever. So yeah, these are all fucking crazy. These are all just insane. So, you know, you see the states where somebody's doing a good job and somebody's trying to do the best that they can. And then you see the states where somebody is fucking just, they just fucking don't give no fuck.
Nope.
All right, let's do one more and then we'll bounce. So this is the last one. This is the inauguration. So this is Trump and Jonathan Swan talking about the inauguration. Let me pause it.
John.
There we go. It's a minute long.
John Lewis is lying in state in the U.S. Capitol. How do you think history will remember John Lewis?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. I don't know John Lewis.
Can you say I don't know more fucking times in a row?
I don't know.
I love that he says, I don't know John Lewis, too.
No. Yeah. I have to know somebody to know things about him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing, Cecil. If I haven't met somebody personally, I have no way to know anything about that person.
I never met Martin Luther King, so I have no idea about his legacy. I just don't know.
I mean, is he any good?
Legacy?
I don't know.
I don't know him. I just don't know who he is.
You know, and he never came to my birthday party.
You know, when
I only know people that come to my birthday
when
party.
When I went to the strip club and I invited him, he didn't come. So
I don't know John Lewis. He chose not to come to my inauguration.
Oh, and that can you, like that is absolutely fucking picture perfect narcissist, right? The first thing he says is, I don't know him, but here's how it affected me. Right?
Yeah, here's how it offended my feelings.
Yep.
Yeah, he didn't come to my inauguration. Get the fuck out of here. Why do you even care to know that? Are you counting your Facebook likes?
That is seriously
it. What the fuck is wrong with you?
That is seriously it. He is counting his Facebook likes. That's exactly it.
He chose, I never met John Lewis, actually. I don't believe.
Do you find him impressive?
I can't say one way or the other.
I want everybody to pay attention to him go, tell me Alec Baldwin doesn't fucking nail that moment every time he pretends he's Trump, every time he impersonates Trump. This is an affectation that Alec Baldwin absolutely nails every time.
Impressive?
I can't say one way or the other. I find a lot of people impressive. I find many people not impressive,
He says no at the end of the whole thing. I don't know if you guys caught that. He says, I find a lot of people impressive, a lot of people unimpressive, but no, I don't find them impressive. You answered the question with no, so fuck you. I heard it.
You find his story impressive?
He didn't come to my inauguration. He didn't come to my State of the Union speeches.
My widow apologies.
Right. And
my feelings.
Again, nobody has done more for black Americans than I have.
The civil rights is nothing in comparison to what Trump has done for black people.
Unfucking believable what he's about to say.
Yeah. It's what I love is when he says that out loud. He says that all the time. Nobody has done more. But what he doesn't realize is that the more is, you know, more federal officers arresting you at your peaceful protest. That's the more. He doesn't want to say that out loud. More, you know, whatever.
Yeah. He's also talking like what he'll justify it with. He says, you know, I've done more for African Americans than any other president. And he talks about how the economy got better. And so African American citizens, as a result of the economy's improvement, which he gives himself all the credit for, their ship also rose, right? But he cannot cite anything specific except for like the one thing that he did do, and I think it was not useless, is there was some legislation that he signed off on. It's escaping my memory what
criminal
it was
justice
now,
reform?
But it was criminal justice reform. Yeah. That was not valueless. So like that was okay. He signed off on that. It wasn't his initiative. He didn't lead it, but he signed off on it. So I don't know if I'm giving him credit for not vetoing it.
Right.
But fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is he's not orchestrating these bills. He's not the one who's drafting. Trump has never drafted anything in his life.
Right. Yeah. And it's not like he's saying like, here are the things I did specifically and intentionally to help black communities. He's basically saying like, as an after effect of overall improvements in the economy, you know, turns out black people want a little bit around the edges sometimes. You know, it's unavoidable.
Who doesn't?
We're trying to get the white guys rich
Who doesn't?
You know, black people occasionally made $5 too.
Can we talk, Tom, just really briefly about how every chair he looks like he's shitting? Like, why does he look like he's taking a crap? Like, what is wrong?
He does sit in a chair like he's pooping. We should get him a squatty potty.
He should get a squatty potty. I think every chair he should have a squatty potty on.
He should have come. But I think he made a big mistake.
But taking your relationship with him out of it, do you find his story impressive, what he's done for this country?
He was a person that devoted a lot of energy and a lot of heart to civil rights, but there were many others also.
Well, why would you say that out loud? Like, who cares that there's others? Like, yeah, people can't do things on their own, but you can be an integral part of something and have people think that you did a lot.
God.
I don't, like, what the fuck?
Why would you take something away from you? Like, yeah, you know, you rescued somebody from a burning building, but you weren't the first one and only one that ever did it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't count.
You didn't invent rescuing people from burning buildings. What's wrong with you?
You know, maybe if you'd gotten there before the building was on fire, you wouldn't have even had to rescue them. That would have been even better. Building wouldn't have been damaged. Buildings are more important than people.
There's a petition to rename the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama as the John Lewis Bridge. Would you support that idea?
I would have no objection to it.
Yeah. You hear how he pronounced, like, it's like, I would
just
have no objection.
Just say yes.
Yeah.
Just say yes. Sounds like a great idea. He was an amazing leader on civil rights. Like, I think the bridge should be named after him instead of a former Klan wizard.
It's so easy, right? It's such an easy
book. Like the Edmund Pettus, but that guy was a former Klan grand wizard. Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you serious? That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy's a fucking monster.
Hey, Alabama. I normally would say never change, but what I want to say is just change. Change, Alabama. Change. Please change. What is wrong with you down there? You know, I was watching a movie the other day about the civil rights movement. And you know, something that I absolutely had no idea about, Tom, and this blew me away. I guess you know, we're not taught a lot of this stuff in school, so I never really knew a lot about the civil rights movement. I knew all the big parts, all the big moving parts that you learn in a civics class, but I never really knew about sort of, you know, the little pieces of it. And, you know, it was a very base sketch is what I'm trying to say. There wasn't anything really filled
in. Yeah. Broad strokes.
And one of the things that I learned the other day was I'm watching this footage and I see on the side of the road people holding up Nazi symbols with white power on it. And I thought to myself, I thought that was way more recent addition to things because it feels even more absurd. Now, it feels absurd today. Don't get me wrong. It fucking feels stupid and absurd. People should remember, we fought a war. They lost that war. Don't use a loser's fucking insignia. It's stupid. There's a reason they lost that war. But the fact is it's you're 20 years out of the World War II at that point. People that have fought against Nazis may be the ones holding those symbols up. It blew me away. I totally didn't realize that the Nazi symbol was used back then as a way to, again, intimidate black people. I didn't realize it.
I didn't either. I thought that was much more recent.
Yeah, I did. No, there's images of them showing the Nazi symbol on the side, handwritten, terrible signs with misspellings.
I had no idea.
Bunch of idiots. But yeah, I mean, fucking blew me away. I had no idea. I thought for sure they would have, at least back then, closer to the war, would have pushed out. There would have been a lot more pushback on that, but I guess not.
I mean, like the timing. Jesus
right?
Christ. Jesus.
I'd like to do it.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Would have no objection to it whatsoever. Okay.
No objection.
No objection to it. Did I skip over the Ghislaine Maxwell? Let's talk real quickly about the Ghislaine Maxwell. I won't play it, but I'm going to turn
quick,
you back
so
I can
I've
see
I've got a cameo appearance here.
Oh, there we go. He's finally there. Finally. He's going to hit you in the face.
He doesn't like being picked up.
He does not like it.
He doesn't like it at all. He's going to be mad at me for a week. But he climbs over my shit every time I record. So I had to give him an opportunity.
Nice, nice.
Get
nice.
On camera.
What's the cat's name?
That is Rupert.
That's the one that bit me when I was over at your house.
Yeah, he bites. He doesn't do that as much anymore.
It's not great to pet a cat that bites, it turns out.
He's calmed down. Yeah. He doesn't do that as much anymore. So he hasn't bitten probably a year or so.
Yeah.
But yeah, when he was still pretty little, like young wise, and yeah, he bit like elbows and he would bite like the backs of your ankles and stuff.
Yeah.
Now
he's calmed
down.
I just reached down to pet him and he bit me. So
yeah. He was kind of a dick.
Yeah.
He doesn't do that anymore. So
let's talk about the Ghislaine Maxwell for a second.
Yeah.
The Ghislaine Maxwell comment, he's doubled down on that twice. And Jonathan Zwan says, look, she's accused of running a child sex trafficking ring. And he says, I just want to wish her well. And the crazy part of that conversation is where Trump doesn't know whether he killed himself or was murdered in prison. Did you see that?
Trump's like on the Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself train.
He doesn't know. And the president of the United States doesn't know. That guy has the codes to fucking nukes everybody.
She's being accused of like sex trafficking children. He's like, I don't know that. And he's like, that's what she's being fucking accused. That's what she was arrested of. What are you talking about?
Okay, I got to hand it to Ian here. Ian posts in the chat, speaking of pussy, use the code Gloria at checkoutanthony.com. Way to go, Ian. Good for you. That's so good. Everybody in chat, what should they do if they appreciate something, Ian? What's a thing that they can do?
They can like and subscribe and...
What can they write in chat? Okay, everybody say, everybody type in chat. If you like Ian's commercials, type I love Ian in the chat. If you like Ian's commercials, I'm going to type it too.
I'm going to type it.
We're both going to type it. So here we go.
Donate? Yes. F in the
there
chat.
There we go. I just typed it too. You got to say it. Yeah, there we go. There we go.
I like doubt Ian this.
Doubt
Ian.
his commercials are great. The commercials always crack me up. I wish I had a part in them. They're so funny.
I tolerate Ian.
Someone's got to type, I'm disappointed in Ian. last week, that was amazing.
That was all last week. I'm still going.
Look at that. Look at all that love, Ian.
Oh, they love
look
you.
Look at all that
they
love.
Love everybody.
Okay, thank you.
Good stuff. All right. Well, we're at an hour. We got to bounce, everybody. We hope you guys come back next week. Make sure you do the likey, subscribe stuff, whatever. So you guys come back next week. Ian, really quickly, put the clip channel in on the chat. Type the clip channel in.
Somebody, I have no objection to Ian.
So Ian's going to put in chat right now to all your chats. He's going to put the clip channel. Every week we go through the trouble of clipping out these shows that we do. And so you don't have to watch the whole show. You can just watch a clip or listen to a clip. If you have YouTube Plus, I think you can just listen to it with the browser closed or with your phone closed or whatever. And so you can hear these if you want, and they're all clipped out already. So Ian's going to put it in there. Just go and subscribe to it. Every week we clip these things out so you guys have access to a shorter version of this particular live stream, and they're all set up that way. So once Ian posts that in, so Ian can, so you can go and he'll get to it eventually. He's all right.
There we go.
Thank you.
All right.
Go to that. Everybody go to that. Click on that when we're done here, and then just go and you will be able to subscribe to that channel. Click subscribe, and that way you can access all of the clips that we put together. All right, everybody, we're going to bounce. We got to leave. So take care, everyone.
And we'll catch you guys next week.
Thanks for joining us. Hopefully Trump does another interview. Bye, everybody. So long.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Take care.